This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the bloc of Indo-Pacific democracies created to counter China's regional influence will work together to strengthen the international rules-based order. Blinken, along with counterparts from Australia, India, and Japan, held talks in the Australian city of Melbourne Friday. During brief remarks at the meeting, Blinken said the bloc will continue to champion the rights of all countries to choose their own paths free from coercion anywhere in the world. He said the ongoing threat to Ukraine and the support some countries have expressed for Moscow's dangerous actions is just the latest example of how these rules are being challenged, and it underscores why we have to stand together to defend it. Blinken's trip to Australia is designed to reinforce America's interest in Asia and is its intent to push back against increasing Chinese assertiveness in the region. He said like-minded countries were standing up for shared values rather than against China. He will also visit Fiji and discuss pressing concerns about North Korea with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Hawaii. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus Thursday and docked six of its ships at a strategic Black Sea port, drawing a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterized Moscow's actions as further escalating tensions in the region. Ukrainian officials, who launched their own drills Thursday, assailed the impending naval drills, characterizing them as destructive activity to destabilize the security situation. Russian officials have denied they plan to invade Ukraine, but diplomatic talks with Western officials have led to a standoff. Via remote, this is VOA News. Visiting NATO headquarters Thursday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned that Europe is facing its biggest security crisis in decades and pledged more military deployment in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. After the talks, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Johnson said the stakes are very high and this is a very dangerous moment, and at stake are the rules that protect every nation, big and small. Britain is strengthening its deployments in Estonia and Poland and is considering further deployments in southeastern Europe in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hundreds of Afghans launched a rare protest at a United Arab Emirates facility where they had been housed since fleeing their homeland last year, holding banners pleading for freedom and demanding to be sent to the United States to be resettled. Thousands of Afghans were last year evacuated to the Gulf Arab state on behalf of the United States and other Western countries amid the chaotic U.S.-led withdrawal from Afghanistan and return to power of the hardline Islamist Taliban movement. The UAE, a close partner of the U.S., agreed to provide Afghans with temporary housing as they waited to be resettled elsewhere. 6 months later, however, many are still in the UAE, living in tightly controlled facilities. Reuters reports that protests started Wednesday and continued on Thursday. One of the protesters told Reuters by phone that some Afghans were detained by Emirati authorities as demonstrations began. Facing growing pressure from the impatient state governors, the Biden administration acknowledged for the first time that it is developing plans to guide the country away from the pandemic's emergency phase toward a more relaxed national response, including ending the federal recommendation for wearing masks in most indoor settings. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it is working on new guidance. In the first 2 years of the pandemic, Democrats were more in favor of strict public health restrictions, while Republicans largely rejected them. But now, with vaccination rates higher than 70% in some states and polls showing public pandemic fatigue, Democratic governors and state officials are also relaxing measures to avoid a backlash. And the commissioner of London's police chief, Cressida Dick, announced her resignation Thursday following multiple accusations of racism and sexism. The mayor, Sadiq Khan, said that he was dissatisfied with Dick's response when he told her last week the force needed to change. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.